alive.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, you will rejoice. With him and be glad. You will exalt his name above all. Draw you unto him and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. It is Jesus that in your life. It is Jesus that in your soul. It is Jesus that in our life. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. You will rejoice with him and be glad. You will exalt his name above all. Draw me unto you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. It is Jesus that in your heart. It is Jesus that in your soul. It is Jesus that in your life. Jesus, the Son of God, hallelujah. It is Jesus, done in your life. It is Jesus, yeah, in your soul. It is Jesus, right, yeah, in you. Jesus, the Son of God, hallelujah. We will rejoice with him and be glad. We will exalt your name above all. Draw me unto you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice with him and be glad. I will exalt his name above all. Draw me unto you and let us run together. I will rejoice with him and be glad. It is Jesus that in our life. It is Jesus that in your soul. It is Jesus that in our heart. Jesus, the Son of God. It is Jesus that in your soul. It is Jesus that's in our life. It is Jesus that's in our soul. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Peace on earth. Joy in the world. God has brought us into a new, bright, glorious 2021. It's going to be a great time for God's people. It's going to be a great time for us. With him, all things are possible. I don't worry. I don't care. I know that God is on my side. I don't worry, I don't care, I know that God is on your side. You don't worry, you don't care, you know that God is on our side. His rod and his staff, oh, they come for thee. I don't worry, I don't care, I just know that God is on my side. We don't have to fear anything. 366 times the Bible says, fear not. Bible scholars sat down and went through the whole scriptures and they found out that 366 times the word God says, fear not. Which means God gives you a pill. God gives you an injection. God gives you his rhema every day. Fear not. Oh, yes, fear is not faith. Faith is not fear. You know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of a sound mind where we shall have a father. After all, the rapture will soon take place and Christians will be gone to heaven, and that's it. And if anybody is left behind, they have to go through the 7 years of great tribulation. Any time from now, Jesus is coming to rapture the church, and we will all be gone. here to belong. We will be living here to belong. We will all be gone. You know, who cares? You know, just worship God and praise Him and glorify Him and adore Him. You just go with God and go through 2021 with God on your side. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Speaking all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biokolo, coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. I want to thank every one of you for your patience. For some time now, we have been in the place of prayer, and the prayer continues. Jesus started with prayer and ended in prayer. Prayer is the master key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer. And we all are starting this year with prayer and worship and praise and thanksgiving and add fasting to it and waiting on the Lord and all that stuff. Good, 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 good. Good to wait on the Lord and be in the presence of the Lord. Here for God. Let me give you some divine instructions from heaven. Oh, yes, that is very, very important. And I want to sympathize with those who have been affected by the coronavirus. A lot of families have lost loved ones, and you can see it in the news, so many millions of people dying all over. But I really pray God to encourage you at this time and give you the grace to bear. We shall meet again at the feet of Jesus. This world is not our own. We are just strangers passing through. We live for some years and then we leave this world and go. The real life is eternal life. Oh, yes, the real life is eternal life. You live in this earth for maybe 100 years or 120 or 130, whatever. But when you live here, you are going to the real life up yonder. And that is the real you. That's the real life, you know, eternal life. Where will you spend your eternity? That's the most important thing. It doesn't matter what is going on. We just look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We are just flowing with Jesus. We don't care what is happening. We just go with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today, I'm led to share with you on this topic, the power of the seed. The power of the seed. The seed was first of all mentioned in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the seed was first mentioned. And God said, seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. And then the serpent shall bruise the heel of the seed. We were talking about Jesus Christ coming to finish redemption on the cross. That's what God was referring to in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. The seed of the woman, that is Jesus Christ, was coming to bruise the head of the serpent. Serpent is the devil. You know, and of course, on Calvary tree, Jesus bruised the head of the serpent. Oh, yes. Even though... the serpent had, you know, they have persecuted Jesus Christ and, you know, beating him, you know, spat on him and made all the mockery. But Jesus dealt a final knockout on the devil on Golgotha Hill over the town. It was a technical knockout. Oh, man. Kenneth Hagin, he's a paralyzed. He came to paralyze the works of the devil. You know, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, if you look at the other translation, if you use a translation of the Bible, the word destroyed was magnified several times. So he came to nullify the works of the devil. He came to annul the works of the devil. Then Dr. Kenneth Hagin put it this way. He came to paralyze the works of the devil. I like that. To paralyze. Jesus came to paralyze the works of the devil. Oh, yes. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might annul, destroy, nullify, paralyze, cancel the works of the devil. That was the purpose of Jesus Christ. The seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. That was the first time the seed appeared in the scripture. And then on and on and on, it came again in Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 33. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 33, Bible says that Isaac sowed in the land. Isaac sowed in the land. And in the same year, he reaped a hundredfold return. And God blessed him and prospered him until the Philistines. Envy. I like this part of the Bible. Even if I didn't like any other part of the Bible, right here in Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 23, he said there was famine in the land. There was hunger. There was no food. There was famine. Okay, for a long time now, we haven't experienced famine in different parts of the world. There was a time when there was a lot of famine. But at this particular time in Genesis 26, verse 12 to 33, the Bible says there was hunger. There was no food. There was no water. There was nothing at all. Everything came to ground zero, you know. And the scripture says that Isaac did one remarkable thing, changed everything. Oh, man, we need to be like Isaac today. You need to be like Isaac today. Isaac did not go around, you know, crying and jumping and weeping and flogging himself on the floor. He remembered his God. He remembered the power of the seed. The Bible says that Isaac took a seed. He took the seed and he planted the seed at the same time where there was famine, there was hunger, there was nothing, there was nothing, there was nothing. I will sow in the same land where there is famine. And the scripture says that in the same year he sowed that seed, the same year God multiplied it back to him a million times over. And he became so blessed and prosperous to the point where the Philistines, the Philistines envied him. Oh, God, let it be me. I should be the Isaac of today. Oh, no. You don't understand yet. God so blessed a man to the point where everybody started to envy him. What is man? How did he get that? How did he got that? How did he get there? You know, they envied Isaac. Ha! May that be your story as from today. In the name of Jesus, God so bless you. Until your enemies will begin to envy, they will knock their head on the tar, knock their head on the wood, and you will just continue to flow with God. Ha! Rakaboske Indoria Imblanda Eke. I receive the anointing to sow. Yes, the anointing to sow. I receive it today. Yes, I am the Isaac of today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will continue to sow and I will continue to reap a million times over. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oriaba, Imblondo Yokopokasa, Imblanda, Imblondo, Imblende, Imblandaya. Now, we are in a type of situation like that. You can sow yourself out of this pandemic. You can sow and let God multiply it back to you a million times over. In the name of Jesus Christ. What is the seed? The seed is anything you do that God uses as a point of contact to release the blessings into your life. And of course, 2021, everybody is expecting blessings. Everybody is expecting peace and joy and love and, you know, everybody is expecting good, good things. But how is it going to come when you have not sowed in the land? You have not sowed the seed of faith, the seed of love, the seed of prayer, the seed of fasting, the seed of the word of God, the seed of love. Oh, yes, there are so many seeds. Oh, yeah, when you give love to people, you are sowing. When you give, when you help people, you are sowing. Whatever you want others to do to you, that is what God will do to you. Whatever you cause others to have, that is what God will multiply back to you. Everything you do that God can use as a point of contact to return blessings to your life is the seed. And it's not just we give money to people, not just money, you know. The seed can be you ministering to the needs of people, you just helping people, just reaching out to the masses, just doing something that God will multiply back to you. That is the seed. It could just be prayer. It could just be the word of God. It could just be helping the needy. It could just be anything you do that will release God's abundance into your life is very, very important. You know, you sow a seed. What seed are we going to sow this year? Oh, yes, there are a lot of seeds to sow. There's the seed of love, the seed of joy, the seed of ministering, the seed of helping, the seed of reaching out to someone. The seed, there are so many seeds you can sow. May God make you a seed sower. Jesus said, a man went to sow. Some fell on good ground. Some fell on bad ground. But at the end, there was a return. 50-fold, 100-fold. You know, God had to sow Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. John 3:15. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You see, even God himself, he had to sow Jesus Christ to gain the world back to himself. Because Satan had messed up everything in the Garden of Eden. You know, when Satan deceived Adam and Eve and they sold us and, you know, lost everything, God had to send his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come for you and I. And the blood was shed on Calvary tree for our redemption. Salvation and deliverance was provided for all from Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. You know, that is seed. God sowed the seed. What was the seed? He had to give his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and be the sacrifice, you know, to take your place. You know, for you to go to hell, instead of going to hellfire, you can come now into the kingdom of God and have eternal life. You can now come back to God through the blood of Jesus. You know, the seed, God himself, had to sow a seed and reap souls into the kingdom. The woman of Zarephath gave her last meal in 1 Kings 17, verse 21. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 21, the woman of Zarephath, she gave her last meal to the prophet Elijah. It's not that she didn't need the meal, she needed the meal, but he gave God first. Yes, he gave first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. The woman of Zarephath in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 21, she needed that food for her and her son to eat. But here was a man of God representing God. Let me warn you. Be very careful your attitude towards servants of God. Be very, very careful because you can miss God. You know, you can miss God. These are representatives of God. These are, you know, God in human form. You know, God may not have to come from heaven physically to come and meet you. You know, be very careful. Your attitude towards servants of God, ministers of God, people who preach the gospel. A lot of people have different types of attitudes now towards servants of God. I've seen it all over the world. I see people, they come on air and begin to attack servants. They begin to criticize and begin to make mockery of, you know, true servants of God who are doing the will of God, serving God faithfully and sincerely. They just come and start condemning all of that. I say, what is this man? What are you doing? Why not plead the gospel and go? Why are you using your mouth to kill and destroy people? You know, and it's very dangerous. You know, you are killing yourself. You are destroying yourself when you do things like that. Be very careful your attitude towards ministers of the gospel. Be very, very careful because you can kill yourself or destroy yourself if you continue like that. Two man said, no, this is a servant of God. This is a true servant of God over the life. I'm going to give my last meal. So she sold her last meal, which she was supposed to be eating with her husband and with her child, her son. And the Bible says that God blessed her abundantly, you know, returned that seed to her a million times over. Then the Bible says she had more than enough to eat throughout the whole period. And that was famine too. There was famine. But he had sold her way out of the problem. You know, she has bailed herself out of the problem. The problem is just going on, but this woman bailed herself. There was hunger. There was famine. There was no food. There was no water. There was nothing. But here was Prophet Elijah standing in front of her and demanding the last meal she was supposed to eat with her son. And then the scripture says she was supposed to eat that last meal with her son, and then they will die because there's no another food. Can you see the sacrifice, the nature of the sacrifice? You see, because the scripture says, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 21, you see, that woman and her son, they were to eat that as their last meal. After eating that, then they're going to die because there's no food anywhere again. And here was Prophet Elijah standing in front of them. It's a big test. Oh, yeah, it was a big test of faith. May you pass the test, too. God used to test people. God will test you and then promote you. God will test you and then promote you. God will test you and then uplift you. God tested Joseph. He passed. And then he went on to be a prime minister in Egypt, and then Daniel, and then Shadrach, and then Meshach, and then Abednego, and all these things, you know. So God tests people. Oh, yes. God tempted Abraham in Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, God tested Abraham. Genesis 22, verse 1. If you read it, it says, and God tested Abraham. In another translation, you say, and God tempted Abraham. We use the word tempt, and then use the word tempt. God tested Abraham. Let me test that spirit, whether this is the spirit of God. Test it. Test every spirit. So God tested Abraham. And what was the test? Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac, and offer him as a sacrifice. This one is hard. How are you going to say it? Who are you going to tell? You want to go and tell Sarah that God said that this is our only son, Isaac, because they don't have another child. Yes, Sarah and Abraham, there is no other child between. It's only Isaac they have, just only Isaac. Eh? And now, God is saying, take that your only son, Genesis 22, take that your only son, Isaac, and go and offer him on the altar. Offer him, give him to God. Just sacrifice. Let him go. Just sacrifice him on the altar. And Abraham, of course, Abraham didn't fear he died. No. Abraham, Father Abraham, that's the man of faith. Abraham didn't convert flesh and blood. Oh, no. Hey, that's where people miss it. Apostle Paul said, I did not convert flesh and blood to do what God asked me to do. Who are you asking? God has spoken. That's it. You got to obey the voice of the living God. When you obey God, then God is ready for you. When you do what God wants you to do, God will do you what he has for you. Oh, yeah, there is a test. Jesus had to go to the cross. That's a test. You want to go to the cross? They'll pierce you and kill you on the cross. Are you ready for that? Jesus had to go through that test. There is a test, too. Hey! People say they are serving God. They don't know what is involved. One day, somebody was saying, I want God to speak to me. I want God to speak to me. I say, you want God to speak to you? Say yes. I laugh. The very thought that when God is speaking, God is always telling people, bless you. Bless you. That's not who God is. Who the Lord loveth, he shall save it. Who the Lord loveth, he shall save it. You want God to speak to you? God told Abraham, take that your only son, that your only son Isaac, and take him to the cross. Take him on the altar, slaughter him. Just slaughter him as a sacrifice. I know you will say that test. No, don't deceive me. Don't deceive me. You will say that test. That thing that is so dear for you, that thing that is so costly, so expensive, that thing that is so, you know, so important, God said, take it and put it on the altar. Yes, Lord, I let it go. Just give it to God. Let it go. Surrender it. Just let it go. And Abraham obeyed to the letter. He didn't even tell Sarah. No. You want to go and tell Sarah? I'm going to quarrel fight just now. Because Sarah, that's the only son Sarah has. You want to go and tell Sarah that you are carrying Isaac to go and alter him? Why slaughter him on the altar as a sacrifice? No, you can't say that. You can't do that. So Abraham obeyed to the letter. He was ready to sacrifice. And God spoke to him. Abraham, yes, I have tested you and you have just passed the test. There is a ram to be slaughtered. In your heart, you have obeyed me. That's it. Now get ready to receive the blessing. Bible says God blessed Abraham, and that blessing go to Isaac, and then to Jacob, and then to Israel, and then to the people of God all over the world. That's the Abrahamic covenant, the Abrahamic blessing. Hey, may you receive it today. In the name of Jesus, there is a blessing that follows obedience. Obedience brings the blessing. May you obey God to the letter. May you obey the Holy Spirit. May you obey what God is saying. May you do what God is telling you to do. 2021 has come. Are you ready to obey God? If God tests you today, will you pass the test? Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. What about this? In 2 Samuel 24, verse 25, 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 25, there was a plague that came as a result of David's failure. David went to number the people. He was doing census. God didn't tell him to do that, but he was doing that. That is where the problem is coming from. People are doing what God didn't ask them to do. You know, people do what God didn't ask them. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit. If you let God give you direction, divine instruction. So David went and began to number the people. He was doing census and counting the people. God said, no, you have failed. And there was a plague in the land. And people were dying left and right. And people were dying, just like it's happening now. Do you know, because of only one, just one president, all these things can happen. There was plague in the land. Take on Samuel chapter 24, verse 25. And the Bible says that David had to make a sacrifice. You know, he had to sow a special seed. He had to offer a sacrifice. He had to do something. King David, you know, offered unto God. And the Bible says God stopped the plague. He stopped. Take on Samuel chapter 24. Verse 8. God stopped that plague. Do you know that this pandemic, we can stop it? Oh, yeah, look at it now. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the Lord. I change it. God does not change. You can sow a seed this January that will change the course of nature. You can sow a seed this January that will turn things around. You can sow a seed this January that will revolutionize your life. You can sow a seed today that will change the course of nature around the world. Oh, yes, David sowed a seed, and the plague stopped. God stopped that plague. You know, we people have been praying, everybody is praying, all the churches are praying, everybody is praying, fasting, and all that. Plague has not stopped yet. Don't you think we can use biblical methods? Oh, yes, we can use biblical methods. David sowed a special seed in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 25. King David sowed a seed of sacrifice, and God healed the nation, and the plague stopped, and every those things stopped immediately. God can do the same today. We mean it. Say, I'm the Lord, I change it not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I am the Lord God Almighty, I change it not. Now, yes, you can give something to the Lord that costs you so much. Something that you do to release the favor and the grace and the mercy and the power of God. You can do. I'm not saying that prayer is not going to solve it. Prayer is, yes, everybody's praying, yes. But we need to use biblical methods, biblical principles, biblical ways of solving problems. No? Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. Whatever a man sows, whatever a woman sows, whatever a boy sows, whatever a girl sow, that shall he reap. Whatever you sow is a spiritual law. It's a spiritual law. Some people say, why is it that unbelievers are prospering and some Christians are not prospering? If unbelievers do what God said in the Bible, whether they went to church, whether they did not go to church, God will just fulfill his word in their life. Eh? Unbeliever, you are asking me whether non-Christians we receive the blessing of God. Look at the scripture. It is that when Christians sow, they receive. Anybody who sow shall receive. Whatever a man sow, that shall he receive. Whatever you sow, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. Whatever you sow, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're a boy, whether you're a girl, whosoever you are, whatever you sow is what you reap. So I'm not surprised. You know, whatever you sow that is what you reap. If you sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. If you sow to the spirit, you shall of the spirit reap eternal life. Everything is in your hands. You say life and death are in the power of your tongue. And then the scripture says we are made in his image and in his likeness. And then another scripture now says, know ye not that ye are God, small letter G-O-G. He said we are God. And then God told Moses, he said, I will make you a God unto in the scripture. He said, I will make you a God to Pharaoh. So a human being can be God. Oh yes. A human being can play the role of God. That's what we're talking about. Oh yes. A human being can play the role of God. Oh yes. Whatever you sow is what you reap. Now we have begun 2021. People are talking stupidly. You don't join them to talk stupidly. You don't talk nonsense. You don't talk fear, failure, talk frustration, talk defeat, talk. You got to speak the word of faith. Say the word is maybe in thy mouth, the word of faith which we preach. How dare you discuss negative things and expect negative things in your life? You are not like the other people. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are the apples of his eye. And then the scripture says we are more than conquerors. You need to define yourself. Some people say we were grasshopper. I say, good for you. You can be a grasshopper all your life. It has nothing to do with me. But me, the Bible says, I am more than a conqueror. It said, greater is he that is in me than the devil that is the world. And then he said, touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. And then the scripture says, I am the apple of God's eye. So if you want to touch me, you touch God first. So I'm not on the same platform with you. No, no, no. Mm-mm. I am on the platform of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am in the boat of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are just going across to the other side. Oh, yes. Noah, the other day I was sharing about Noah. Noah was in the same country, the same nation, the same world. But Noah and his family, they were in a ship. You know, God asked him to construct a ship just stay inside. And the flood came and killed the whole world. There was a flood in the book of Genesis, in the time of Noah. The flood killed the whole world, the then known world. But Noah and his family were inside the ship, cruising. Let me use the word cruising. Have you ever gone on a cruise? So we're going to Caribbean cruise. We're going to Canadian cruise. So many cruise. People go on cruise. Especially when the pandemic hadn't started, they were on cruise. People go on cruise. So Noah and his family, they were having a cruise inside the ship while the whole world perished. So you see that Noah out today. I like God, though. He said, I will favor whom I will favor. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. It is not of him that runneth, nor of him that willeth, but it is God that giveth grace. I will honor who I will honor. You can't ask God questions. You want to go and arrest God for saving Noah and his family? Noah, I'll be telling you, for 120 years, God was speaking through Noah, repent. Repent, repent, repent. Nobody will repent until God demonstrated his love to his righteous preacher, Noah and his family. And it's still happening today. Are you in that boat? Are you in that, you know, in that number saved by grace? You know, only 8 people got saved, by the whole world perish. They're talking about repentance. Nobody will repent. Be converted, nobody will convert. Everybody is doing evil. 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 It is destruction of life and property. That's what they are doing. And they think they are going free. God is a judge. He's a righteous judge. And if you mess with him, he will smash you to pieces. And if they repent, for the kingdom of God has come. Repent, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. And then you refuse to repent. When the flood will come, and the whole world will perish, some people will be cruising. I'm cruising. And I don't care what happens. I'm just cruising with my God, with my Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. I'm just in a cruise with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We are just having a cruise. No? Whatever cup you measure to others, that shall be measured to you. He that soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap eternal life. May you sow to the Spirit and reap eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The prophet Ezekiel sowed the word of God in Ezekiel 37. The prophet Ezekiel sowed the word of God in Ezekiel 37. He sowed the word. When he spoke that word, the valley of dry bones began to receive flesh. Crown it all by releasing the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit took over, and the valley of dry bones became a valley of men and women serving God and worshiping God. Someone sowed a seed of the word of God from Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 37, he sowed the seed of the word of God, and the word of God brought salvation and deliverance and healing and blessing. May that be your portion today. May you make this year a year of sowing, especially this month of January. Please don't let it pass you by. I want you to sow a special seed this month of January. Your seed can be your tithing or your offering or your giving or your first fruit. Yes, call it first fruit. Your seed can be your first fruit. It can be your tithe, it can be your offering, it can be a gift, it can be something you do to release God's favor upon your life. Oh, yes, a seed, something sacrificial. Oh, yes, people who practice these things, they know what we are talking about. You know, the power of the seed, the power of the seed. There is power in seed. I happen to listen to Dr. O. Roberts before he went to be with the Lord. And I was in Robert University for some time before Robert even died. I'm listening to him, and he has spoken very extensively about the seed. And then Richard Roberts also, you know, spoke about the seed and all that stuff. But when I went to the scriptures, I found out that it is real. What that message is, the seed, the sowing of the seed, and then you reap. Whatever you sow is what you reap. You sow joy, you reap peace, you reap peace. You sow love, you sow gifts, you sow donations, you sow offerings, you sow, you give and you receive. It's just a spiritual law. And it doesn't matter whether it's a Christian or a non-Christian, anybody who practices the word of God gets the result. Unbelievers, they sow and they reap. And then here are Christians arguing with themselves, arguing with the voice of God, arguments don't move you forward, they take you backward. People are sowing and reaping, and you are there arguing with yourself. Yeah? I think these are people, they keep on talking about the servant of God, aid their money. They say, no, we're not minding pastors. They will collect your money and then they will buy airplanes and get new houses and then you become poor. If a servant of God buy airplane with my money, me, I'm happy. If I sow the work of God, I give to servants of God, and the prosper, they bought cars, bought houses, and they are preaching the gospel, they bought airplanes. Oh, I'm happy. Some people are angry. Eh? Some people are angry. But the anger didn't change God. Yes, he doesn't matter of God. They are flying. They own their airplanes. They own beautiful homes. They have cars. No, it shouldn't be like that. God is interested in the prosperity of his servants. Read the Bible. You see, God takes delight. Like God is happy with the prosperity of his servants. Now you come talk, say you're not happy. Won't go knock your head for good. I make you die. You never see prosperity. You come. God will bless his servants with me. The same thing with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is just blessing his minister. There's nothing you can do about it. So don't even quarrel with yourself. If I give the servant of God, you'll go buy a car, you'll go buy a replay. If servant of God buy a replay with my money, praise God, I'm happy. You buy a car with my money, I'm happy. The minister of God, you got a building, a house for yourself with my money, I'm happy. Oh, yes. Because God takes delight in the prosperity of his servant. And let me tell you what is happening. Right now, God is blessing who he wants to bless. And he does not wait for you. Mm-mm. God is not waiting for you at all, at all. It is surprising. He does this. He keep them poor so that we can keep them humble. I had those words in churches. Make them poor so that they can be humble. People were saying those type of things in those days. So you can make someone of God poor so that you can keep them humble and mash their head and kick them around. No, it's not like that anymore. God is now blessing his servants. He's blessing his ministers. He's prospering his people. So it does not matter who gave and who did not give, who sowed, did not sow. That doesn't. We are the ones even sowing now. We are feeding the poor and the hungry. We are the ones even giving. We are the ones even, sowing the people's life even right now. So don't go around wearing long faces that God has blessed his servant. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be angry with ministers of God who God has blessed. Don't do that. Don't at all, because you are wasting your time. God is just dealing with them directly. God said, I am interested in the prosperity of my servant. So who are you to be angry with the servants of God when God blesses them? You know, stop judging them. Stop condemning them. Stop having bad attitudes towards ministers of the gospel. It's very, very bad. You are hurting yourself. You are killing yourself when you do things like that. I pray God will forgive you and have mercy upon you. I'm going to round up with this. From whence cometh war among you? James chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. James chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. I'm going to round up with this. From whence comes war among you? The wars are coming from selfishness and greed. People are selfish and greedy. They just want everything for themselves. James chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. That is what is bringing all the fighting, all the rioting, all the demonstrations, the unrest. We don't have to be contented with what you have. Therefore, having food that remains, be thou be contented. The apostle Paul, you want to own the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. You're already a billionaire. You're fighting people. Fighting, you want to grab and grab when God has already provided for you. What are you fighting for? What are you killing people for? What are you doing all those things for? Give God a chance. Dr. Nelson Mandela, I thank God for that man. Bless him, man. He ruled for only 4 years. And he left this thing. Being bored. People were calling him to come and rule. He said, no. He said, that's okay. That's what every president should be. That's what every president should be. Why are you fighting to rule forever? You want to rule forever? Well, if God didn't give you, would you die? You want to kill people and destroy life and property? You know, to repent repent of those evils and be satisfied with what God has given to you. Stop, you know, aggrandizement, selfishness, and greed, trying to grab, trying to own everything to yourself. You can rule for 4 years and go. Another person come and rule for another 4 years and go. And then what is it about? Then you are tired, all of you are fighting and killing yourself and destroying. You don't have to. You know, James chapter 4, verses 1 to 5 says, from when cometh war among you? From when cometh wars and conflicts and confrontation? It's because of selfishness and greed. You want to own it all by yourself. You want to have everything to yourself. You don't want another person to be like you. You don't want anybody to have, anybody to prosper. Just selfish and greedy. And that is why God is very unhappy with all these things. You know, I pray God to forgive everyone and have mercy. And make this year a year of sowing and reaping. You shall be the Isaac of today. The Isaac who is sowed in the land. And in the same year, 2021, you shall reap 1,000,000 pigs. The Philistines will begin to envy you. Your enemies will begin to envy you. And you are just flowing with God. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. So I want to pray with you right now. And I want you to just believe that God is going to do a new thing in your life this year. You're going to be the sower who went forth to sow and reap 100-fold return. You're going to be the Isaac of today. Isaac sowed in the land. And in the same year, he reaped 100-fold return. And he prospered and progressed and went further until the Philistines envied him. May that be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. That's our portion. We are the ones who are going to sow. We are the Isaac of today who sowed in the land. And in the same year, 2021, we're going to reap 1,000,000-fold return. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone who have heard the word of God today that you will be doers of this word and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be the Isaac of today who will sow in the land and in the same year, 2021, reap more than enough until the Philistines will envy you. May that be our story. May that be your story. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the anointing to sow. Yes, you shall not beg or borrow. God will give you more than enough. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the spirit and the power, the anointing to sow, that you might receive 1,000,000-fold return. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you all for listening. God bless you. Please forward this message to as many people all over the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set you free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one cometh the Father except by him. Please forward this message to everyone. You know, email it to them, share it, and tweet it out to them and let them know, email it, text it to everyone around the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. For those who want to reach out, it is our Miracles Radio and TV Ministry, Post Office Box 281, Langham, Maryland 20703. You can reach us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you, Special and I. We love you. And we say, God bless you abundantly. In the name of Jesus, may you make this year your year of sowing and reaping. And as you sow in the land, God will make you to reap more than enough in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. I believe in miracles. I believe miracle, miracle that Jesus plays. I believe in miracles. I believe.